Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Okay, I found it.
Great.
I found it.
You're doing a response to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The response is pretty good.
Yeah, all right.
Some pretty good advice.
I can't wait to listen to the rants when some guy moves into the organization that V has going on.
Mm-hmm.
Some barf bag's going to come in there and drop his shit all over the place, and she's just going to be like, fuck.
It's so true.
I had everything perfect until this guy showed up.
I'm going to have to get rid of the pink throw pillow on the bed. I mean, I'm just trying to really enjoy it while I can.
Yeah, you should.
That is what you should do. Don't start the show too early, guys.
It's already happening.
Oh, it is.
Oh, we're on?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and the very special guest, V. Hale. She got her XOXO mug today. Kisses and hugs to you, too. So, how are you?
I mean, guys, I'm just thriving.
Yeah, you are.
You
look like you are.
She knows.
Yeah, it looks.
So, what is this about your fluffy pink pillow that you think will have to go if you ever do hook up with anybody?
No, like if I end up eventually moving in, because Vinny was saying, you know, I'm a place for everything in its place. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. I lived with an ex for 3 years. He wasn't messy, but things change. And like, I'm not going to be the chick that's like, no, we're going to keep the pink flowery throw a pillow on the bed. Like, look, dudes are fine, but like,
I can't even believe you have that. That's like the last
bed.
Thing on earth I'd ever guess you had on your bed. You actually have a pink. Go get it. Go get it. Okay. I want to see this. I bet it's actually made of black leather. Black naga hide with like leather whip stitching going around it. Like, she just doesn't strike me. She's like,
she has girly ways.
Look at that.
Oh God. It has like it's enormous. It's a 20 by 20 pillow.
No, and it looks bigger on here. It's actually small. Like, you could put this on a couch. But it's just a pop. I have a very neutral.
It's a pop of color.
Can you hold that up and smile for me?
Hold that up and smile, please.
Smile. There you go. There you go. That's perfect. Yeah.
Very well done.
This is her one nod to girliness. It is.
Really is.
It actually has like fabric roses all over it.
Yeah, it's kind of like lace. That
yeah.
makes roses.
It's yeah, very pretty.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. And you had, it sounds like you lived with a guy, so you've dealt with this in the past. Most guys don't care about shit like that. Like, actually, if it's in place, I'm not going to make a point to remove something that's already there at a lady's house. And I often feel like, well, you've put a lot of thought into how every single thing here has a place and a reason for being. I tripped out because we had a globe in this room, and she went, "Oh well, the globe brings out the gold in the other thing." I'm like, "What the fuck? What?" And she's like, "Yeah, the gold, the darker tint. It's not white. It's like a darker goldy tint to the globe. It matches other crap in here, and that's why it lives here."
So, ties it all together.
It's fine. I don't trip on that. I do. I like when I moved in with Christina, the thing that I was freaking out about is she had a chair in the corner of our room that was piled 10 feet high with clothes. And it just
where she would throw clothes.
The pile dirty, was and clean. She actually and it were some were clean, some were dirty, but this was in her effort to get herself together each day, there would be clothes that get put on. Clothes that get taken off and put in the pile until she's ready.
Because you can't be bothered to put them back on the hanger. You're in a hurry. You're getting ready for work.
And I talked about
on the floor. They're on the chair, so it's not as messy. I understand. Right. I've done that, but it'd only be a few items because my OCD can't handle.
And then when I talked about it on air, people were writing in and sending pictures and going, "Yeah, the chair. Every girl has that." Okay, well,
there's a meme about the chair.
Coco has
yeah,
that.
I have it.
Mm-hmm. See?
Not so, me.
Even when I lived by myself in L.A., I had all this room, but then there's the chair. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like that.
Well, it's a habit.
Yeah.
It is. And it's easier to do that. You're like, well, I might wear that. The thing is, if you've thrown things on the chair 10 times and never wear them, just get rid of them. And then you only have clothes that you're willing to wear in your...
Well, I got a better idea for you. This is how I dealt with the chair. Oh, yeah, that's it. There's the
Dude,
meme.
That's excellent.
That's actually not too bad. I've seen worse chairs.
That's
than
not
that.
The meme yeah. I'm talking... That's not too bad?
Not bad compared to, like, the 10-foot-high pile. I'm thinking you can tell there's a chair there, is what I'm saying.
For me, the move was, we're getting this fucking chair out of here. That's the chair's the fucking problem. Like, I don't, you know.
Is it? Is there now a pile of clothes on the floor?
She's gotten, no, that's gone. We don't have a chair in our room and we don't have that pile anymore. Mm. Now there's, you know, laundry issues and other problems that come, but look.
Yeah, but
I mean,
have two children. Like, come on.
Look, believe me, you don't have to tell me. I get it.
Yeah, there's 1,000 tiny human clothes that need to
but
be
when
washed
we lived,
daily. It's
there
crazy.
Were no kids when the chair was there, though. That was a thing. That was just a habit she
well,
had.
Luckily, you broke the chair habit because that was almost a deal breaker for you. You move in with her and you're like, you're a slob throwing your things on the chair. I'm not having that.
It's not my favorite thing.
Get with it or get out. Oh, wait, it's your house. Or get with it or I'm getting out.
She's pulled me out of a lot of my comfort zones, though.
That's
you just
good.
Can't
you
fight
guys are good
it.
For
so,
each
at some
other.
Point, you have to just go with the flow and decide what's important. The pink pillow.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be
stay.
Compromise. There has to be compromise. When two people move in together, it can't be just one person's way or the other. Like,
well, that brings
and that's
me...
why I like. Oh, no, that's why I like. Not always. Like, I'm hoping I meet someone that can either buy a house or has a house. Because God, renting is terrible. But that's why I think it's good to have common ground when you move in with someone and pick a new place. Otherwise, it feels like one person is moving into the other person's. Space.
Right. It's a bad deal.
And it doesn't feel like yours. And then if they're moving things, they're moving. And it's like, well, this is my house too. So sometimes I feel it's good to have a fresh start where it's both kind of.
You know, you're making an incredibly great point. We had an email before vacation I'm not sure it was the day that you were on, though, V. Were you there with the
girls? No, because we talked about shaving.
Okay, so this was, laser. Just to give you a quick recap of this story, the lady's been with the boyfriend for 2.5 years. She's very much in love with them. He's just great. He wants to move in with me. His lease was up in January, and I convinced him to extend it another 6 months because I have hesitation to live with another person. Nothing to do with him. It more to do with me. He works 100% from home. She doesn't, so... It's bothering her that I'll never get the house to myself because I've had it for 15 years sharing with someone else. So I realize I'm being silly, and if I want to stay with this man forever, I'm going to have to put on my big girl pants and live together. So this person asked these questions, and we got a great response. And one of the brilliant things that they said is the thing you just said. You need to not move into your place together. You need to find neutral territory. So
100%.
It says here, to the self-proclaimed rigid woman in her mid-30s who's nervous to live to move in with her boyfriend, do you know you have a twin? Hi, it's me. Hello from Chicago. I identified with everything you said in your email. I, too, like things in a specific place. I, too, love living alone. I, too, love things the way that I love them. But I've also successfully moved in with my then-boyfriend, now fiancé, and we've lived together for 3 years. Here's my advice. If possible, don't move into your place. Move into a new apartment that's neutral territory for you both. I did not do this at first. Initially, my boyfriend moved into my condo, and it was hard. He felt stifled by my lack of flexibility. I hated that all his stuff was crowding into with all my stuff, because people have stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you think, oh, someone's going to move in with me. It'll be exactly like it is, but he'll be here. It's that just isn't the way. He's got that gross couch you hate.
Stuff comes with him.
All kinds of stuff. If you can swing it, ask your employer to work from home once a week, and on that day, he needs to leave the house. Now, I don't know if that'll work for these people because he's 100% from home, and a lot of employers are like, you work in retail, you can't work from home.
Right.
So she suggests that. And the last piece of advice, start therapy now for yourself so they can help you mentally prepare for this change. Change is uncomfortable, but you're going to need to loosen up if this is going to work. My therapist has really helped me with things like, let him leave the bathroom towel in his own spot. It sounds ridiculous, but I needed it. And then once you move in, consider couples therapy on top of that. Oh, God, therapy. Out the yin yang.
Dude, yeah, that's a lot of therapy. Everybody has time, but you do have to just get with the fact. And I like that. We had to move out of her house because I moved into her house and it sucked. And it was her house. And I'm like, okay, well, this cat that you say is trained is pissing in this corner. It's disgusting. Like, let's start there. Then it's, you know, it's these... things where you're just like, well, the chair is one of the things, but one of the other things was
not go away.
Her old boyfriend lived at that house and never changed his address, so the dude's mail was in our mailbox every day.
Oh God!
And I'm like, name out my mouth.
I'm gonna have all my mail sent to the apartment that I own because I'm not gonna keep looking in this box and seeing this dude's name. I'm not into it.
Did he have to come by and get mail?
I don't know. I never. He never came by when I was around. Mm. Say that again, V. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Vinny. Fuck him up. Let's go.
No,
just kidding.
V.
Be like, come to my door, motherfucker. No. So I always think about that. If I do meet someone and they own a home, like it's one thing to not renew a lease and find a place together.
Yes.
But if you meet someone who owns a home, that is quite a process to leave. Also, if you've bought a home, maybe there's a reason, like you really like it. It wasn't just a first time buy. I don't know. There's things that you don't want to get rid of that house. But if I meet someone, these are things that go through my head. And I'm like, would it, because I've talked to my friends about it who have done it and whatever, vice versa, moved out, this and that. But to sell a home is quite the process, right? And then buy a new one. And it's like, if they've lived there with someone else, I feel like that home
is their
has
home,
memories.
Right.
Yeah, with them. And then someone was in the space before me. And it's like, it's such a ask, like, if it were to get to that point to sell it. Because what if we even break up? That sucks, right? Like, then they sold that home. But I don't know. It's such a great topic because I think of that often. Like, I don't think I could move in with a dude who had a home that someone lived there. It's like I'm in their space.
You're just
the
latest
space.
Girl to live there, too. Like, I would feel transient. Like, oh, so she.
This is my
color.
Ex-wife's closet. Put your stuff in here. Like, oh, crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But on the other hand, there are way harder things to get over than that. So, like, they can be discussed. They can be dealt with. I do think that, you know, that is, you're making the point. Not everybody can sell, or maybe someone would say, listen, I love you, but I also love this house. That's why I bought it. I don't want to leave it. I want to stay here. This is the neighborhood that I love.
We'll make it work. Right.
And you can make that stuff work as long as you feel like they're making
an effort to
gestures your way
you into it,
where
right.
you need it.
Because that is tough when you move into someone else's space. Like, it'll always feel like their space. Like, when does it become your space? It does, you know, that's...
You don't really coexist. You're kind of just...
You're existing in their thing.
Yeah, it's a really long visit in someone else's house.
So I have another one kind of on this topic.
Okay.
So we can start fresh with advice for this person. And they're coming from the other side. They're the person who's moving, who's causing the problem.
Oh.
I'm in my mid-30s. My boyfriend is mid-40s. We're on the brink of moving in together. We've signed a lease. We're booking movers, selling some furniture. And my partner is experiencing a ton of stress and anxiety about it. So much so that he's having trouble sleeping. That has to hurt on some level. You're just like... So you're so freaked out about moving
in. He's
in
his mid-40s?
Yeah. He's been honest about his nervousness about this big step in our relationship throughout the process, so it's not surprising, but we both recognize that the feelings he's experiencing are perhaps more intense than they should be. He is working with a therapist to better understand what's behind it, and he tells me it's his stuff that he's experienced before in past relationships. My question, particularly for Vinny, she says, is... Where's the line between being supportive, allowing for these human emotions and letting him do the work on himself, and breaking up? Because I want to be with someone who's really excited to live with me, too. Am I compromising too much here?
Mm. He has commitment issues.
There's something.
Sorry.
There is definitely something here.
It's possible that that's a bigger problem than I see. I'll tell you that having lived, and this is, look, people who have listened to this show have heard me say this many times. I didn't, after my like high school sweetheart and the crap we went through or whatever, I was off chicks in any kind of meaningful relationship way for into my mid-20s. And then I had another relationship, and after that, but mostly it was my career was first before anybody else
Always.
Or anything else. And I was pursuing my radio thing, and I didn't care about other stuff. I just wanted to do this.
Tell V Hale the story about how when you got your big break to move to LA, and
that was the girl I was with. So I was with this girl in my mid-20s.
You'd been together a long time.
I did love her, and she, you know, loved me, and we had our weird way of showing it, but we were together about a year.
You didn't live together though, right?
No, we didn't. So we weren't living together, but I got a call from a station in LA. They wanted to talk to me about mornings. I got the gig.
I mean, that's massive.
It's as big as it gets, right? Okay, I'm going to market two, and I'm going to start doing mornings there.
You got the job, friend.
Freaking out, and I'm stoked out of my head, and this is everything I've sacrificed for. And my girlfriend at the time goes, "We're moving to L.A. And I'm like, "We're not moving to L.A.
Oh,
there's no we in this.
And I truly was surprised that she even like. She's hearing me celebrate this
assumed.
Great
she
news.
She assumed.
And she's going,
meanwhile,
well,
you're like, we're breaking up.
No.
I'm leaving.
I didn't say we were breaking up. I just hadn't even in my head thought about how she fit into this great news. It was
Which
in
means
the
she
moment.
She wasn't coming with you.
She's like, we're going to LA. And I'm in the moment, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Probably your knee-jerk reaction to what she said is the thing that ruined everything. You probably could have kept her and the gig. Although, and go on, because there's more to the story.
Well,
it gets better.
If you know me, then you know that my face probably gave away my shock. My
story
total shock at what she'd said before I even had a response. Because I don't have a good faker.
Poker face.
How many years were you together?
About a
How
year.
How many years were you together?
We were together a year.
Oh, no, that's not, no. Okay,
But
no.
So my opinion
I love
at
you,
that
though.
Point was, look, I need you to understand this is the biggest thing to happen to me in my career and my life in general. I can't also add to that that I'm moving in with my girlfriend in a new place where we don't, I don't even have any money to, like, what?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And what we... Anyway, I can't even get my head around what you're bringing up right now. So
well, she was long hauling it with you, and you were like, "What? You're just a person right. I fuck."
Well, I didn't
what
think of her that
were you
way.
Guys
but
in?
I
how
just
far
didn't...
was this move?
Well, from San Diego to L.A.
Okay.
So for me, in my head, but look, like I said, this happened in a moment. The bottom line is, because she was there when I got the job offer. It was one of those things that I hadn't even had time to get my head
process
around.
It.
And I, when she brings up we're moving and I'm, you know, horrified. I'm sure that bummed her out. I'm sure of it.
Well,
I
it did.
That.
You guys broke up.
So she says, well, if I'm not in your plans, I'm not going to hang in San Diego while you're in LA living the high life. And, you know, no, I'm not doing that. So we broke up. Okay. That sucks, but, you know, I'm completely stoked on my new gig. So
well,
I'm not,
yeah, so you don't even
I'm
care.
Not busy being heartbroken. I'm like, I'm driving around in LA looking, am I going to live in Marina Del Rey or am I going to live in Santa Monica?
Ooh.
Where am I moving to?
Oh, God.
So then.
Two of the most expensive. Okay.
Well, two of the best spots. Maybe
yeah.
not, you know,
well,
maybe
yeah,
I can't
absolutely.
Afford them. But
mornings
the,
in LA, you know,
whatever.
Big money.
Anyway, so I'm all caught up in this, and then my friends are like, "Oh my God, you're such a loser, but you're about to score!" Like, wow, we can't believe you actually did it. And so all this is happening in the course of a couple weeks, and I'm supposed to be getting my crap together to move to LA, and then it's like a Friday night, and so I guess they must have flipped the station. Friday night at 5 p.m. or something like that. So I'm supposed to be going to 100.3 alternative radio in L.A.
Oh, gosh.
And one of my friends who's coming over that night and we're going to hang goes, I don't get the signal great here, but I just heard like Barry Manilow on the station you're moving to. And I'm freaking out. Like, what?
What happened?
I've heard of station flips and things, but no one's told me. I haven't. So the station did flip. Viacom CBS had purchased it and gone in And the boss who hired me was removed at 4 p.m. on Friday, told you have an hour to collect your things, put them in a box, and get the fuck out. And that after 5 o'clock, they flipped the format. The station was no longer the station I was going to. The offer I'd been given was gone. The boss who I'm trying to call this guy. I didn't have a cell phone.
Right.
He didn't have a cell phone. And now I'm waiting the weekend to try and get in touch with someone who can tell me what the hell happened.
Oh, that had to be a tough weekend.
It's a horror story.
What happened was the station got bought, flipped, and my boss was fired, and there was no way to get in touch with him. I didn't have email. He didn't have email.
And did the girlfriend dump you because you were like kick rocks, bitch?
We'd broken up weeks ago. Like, that was already over.
It happened immediately. The minute he went, there is no we. She went, all right, I'm out of here.
So that the end of this story is
the pussy. It's tough.
A couple weeks later, maybe a month or I don't know how long it was, but she sees me somewhere and goes, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, I need to see you at a party or whatever. And I'm like, well, it turns out.
You didn't even tell her.
You didn't even
what
call
was
her,
I supposed it? To and now she's even more mad, right? So she's even more mad, like, oh, so you
yeah, I would have been pissed.
So, you know, I got the royal fuck you, and I was like, well, all right. I mean, I don't know what to say to you. I sorry. I got hired and I got fired in less than 2 months. That's my story.
You were just a casualty.
I've never heard that. That's a rough one.
That is a tough one. You know, I actually will say, though, it's better that it happened the way that it did for a couple reasons, because if you'd already moved to L.A. and signed a lease and had started doing mornings and then they flipped it,
right,
then your life really would have been fucked
up.
And absolutely. It's also good because you broke up with someone who the royal we did not apply. You know, you were not. So she wasn't wasting her time anymore either. I think it all worked out.
This is my truth, whether or not, you know, someone would look at that and say you're full of shit. My truth is, it wasn't that I didn't love her. I did. It's just that I actually know me well enough to know that I can't take on all that. I can't go start a new show in LA in a new town and also be living with some new lady that I've never lived with before. Had we been living together at the time, I'm sure I would have thought differently, but it just seemed like too much to take on, and I really didn't know that she was going to I didn't see her going, well, fuck you, then I'm out of here. I kind of thought she might be like, all right, well, we'll date from, you know, at a distance for a while or whatever, but she just saw that as, oh, I'm not in your big picture. Bye.
Yeah. No, that was really indicative of not being in the big picture.
Yeah,
probably like you said, the look on your face.
It's funny how radio works. And I know people probably think it's just another job, but there is so much moving around to climb the ladder in radio. And I remember when I lived in Boston, which God, I missed so much and didn't really appreciate it there. But I was like, I'm always going back to California. This is my end goal. This is what's going to happen. Like, whether it was or not, like, you have to set those goals for yourself, right?
I want to end up in a top 5 market or, you know, whatever it is.
Exactly. And I, thank God it worked out, but it was like I never really set in roots or anything because I was like, I'm not staying here. Like, I'm lonely. I would like to meet a guy, but, like, do I want to meet a guy? Because if it goes somewhere, I'm not sticking around, and I probably don't want them to move with me. Like, I kind of have my own life over there already, and it was like, that was my mindset for 7 fucking years because
it's terrible.
That's how it worked. Like, my job,
that's how radio
really would
is.
Have always come first. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would have told someone to kick rocks.
Yeah. And also about the
think about it.
About not enjoying it. It's that clenched thing where you're like, you have a show to do today. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking like, you're just, I'm going to do this right now. And it, you spent 7 years and never unclenched, probably.
No, I didn't. It's crazy. Right. It's crazy. And I do regret it. And look, it worked out and I'm back here in market 4. legendary station.
Alone.
But I'm alone. No, but I do. Like, I've moved into this apartment. It feels like home. And now I'm like, okay, I think this is the step where you know and you fully let go. And, like, that person will probably come into my life and things will start to unfold as they should. Yeah. And I think it really is all your mindset.
Yeah.
And they'll accept your pink pillow, too.
Yeah, the pink pillow.
Well,
which you'll be able to see on Instagram soon, guys.
Yep.
Here's the weirdest thing about that, though. And I don't know whether you'd agree, but I do think that no one performs their best when they're grinding their teeth and clenching their fists and just trying to hold on to the thing that they're like. If you could actually tell a young person coming up, the best thing you can possibly do is stay in the moment, fucking relax, be yourself. Let yourself have fun. Like, that's going to make you the best broadcaster in the world, as opposed to the person who's at home at night, clenched, going, I got to get a show together for tomorrow.
That's what's funny is, yeah, I don't agree, because that's actually, like, that's what I was there to do. And it was moving into my first major market. Then I moved to Afternoon Drive. And at one time, I was the only female Afternoon Drive in that market. And that is where I thrive. Therefore, that's where I was at ease, was... because it was work, work, work. Like, you moved here for this job, so this is what gets 100%.
Right.
So there I wasn't. Everything else, though, like, never settling into the apartment, kind of moved a lot, like, didn't meet the people. I had my group, but, like, the men weren't there. Like, I just, I don't know. Work is where I thrived, though, because that's all it was. But I think it would have been better all around. But this guy that this girl is talking about has... deep-rooted issues, and it will not work out for him if he doesn't figure out what it is.
Oh, well, wait. Sorry. She asked me to tell that story, so let me go back to the... My point was going to be that, look, I do think that if you've been alone for too long, you do get weirded out by the idea of sharing space with someone, and I absolutely had that. There's no doubt that I like V, I like my shit where my stuff is, and I organized, and look, I'm not interested in... You know, someone walks into your house and goes, why isn't there anything on the walls? I don't know. Did I fucking ask for your opinion about my walls? Like, I don't fucking care what you think about my walls. Clearly, I don't fucking care about my walls. Why do you? Like, fuck off. So that's sort of the thing that you...
Healthy.
Well, it's just like... yeah.
Well, and don't... You know, if someone's coming at you about it, then, you know... Go ahead.
Or if they
want
to put something somewhere, you're like, but why, like, right there? What about here? Like, or in a storage space.
So that's what I'm getting at is you can almost be, you know, hostile or have some real health problems, like not sleeping because of this joint life you're about to share. I don't necessarily think it makes him unworthy of your love or that it won't work out. If anything, it sounds like he's trying to find the ways to make this work out for you guys. So I don't think it's a lost cause at all. He's trying.
Yeah, he is trying. I can
but
feel...
But he said he had it in past relationships, too.
I know.
So it's
and
not going to go away.
I do feel her, like, I want someone who's as excited to move in with me as I am to move in with them.
Absolutely.
Like, I actually think that's super valid. You signed a lease. I feel like you should give it a try. It might be that once you guys start sleeping in the same space, sharing the same space, that things do settle down. But I think that your feelings about that in particular are super valid. But now you've signed a lease. I don't know.
Well, I just because he's anxious and worried doesn't mean he doesn't love her.
That's
he's
true.
Just freaking out and he has a routine probably. So, you know, give him a break. She says she loves him, right?
You can love people and have problems that interfere with a relationship. Yeah.
So ultimately, are we saying don't go for it?
I don't think we're all saying the same thing at all. I think this guy's a nice man who loves you and he's trying his hardest. And you should calm the fuck down. Like, honestly, this whole, I want him to be excited. He probably is, but he's got some anxiety over sharing space with another person. And he probably feels like things have been really good. And change could fucking ruin that.
Right.
And he doesn't want that to happen. But, you know, look.
But are we saying to give it a try, though?
I am.
I am, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's the only way.
That's the only way she finds out.
You're going to go great, or you guys are going to fucking hate each other and break up. But that's life, whether it's moving in or another issue. So
everything's a leap of faith at some point, right?
Yes, agree.
Even if he's excited and showing you all the signs of things going great, it doesn't mean that it's going to go great.
Then you might be writing us going, I don't know, he seems a little too into this.
Yeah.
And he sought for counseling, too, so that means that he wants
to. Yeah, he
wants
definitely
try, but that's why I think it's something else. It's deep-rooted. That's deep-rooted.
Yeah, it might be something else, the way you're saying he's had this problem in past relationships.
Yep.
My thing was that I was alone forever, and I didn't have people coming to gigs with me, and I didn't check in with people from gigs or whatever thing, or moving was never a we or me, and it was just me. And so that, except for the one story I just told you, which ended tragically, but
for her,
actually for both of us, because I did like the girl. I mean, I loved her, and it sucked to have her dump me
I thought because you didn't get the job.
No. It didn't end tragically for Vinny, because then he was able to take the job in Philly, and the rest is history.
That's right. That is true.
Hindsight is so 2020. It's so crazy when you look back at shit you were so pissed didn't happen, and you're like, dude, if that didn't happen and I got that gig or whatever it is,
things would be totally different.
That's why when you're upset about something, it's hard, you just tell yourself, it's for a reason, and it always is. It's really crazy.
Well, the right thing always happens. No wrong decisions, because you can't look at you can look at any number of micro decisions that you make and go, well, if I had just done this, well, that would have just changed everything. So things would have still worked out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to do it.
What a weird one today.
Yeah, weird one. It's good. V, you're always great on The Secret Show.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we talked about like serious stuff. I'm like, where's booping,
poop,
dude?
Boop.
Whatever.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything, you know, coarse and...
Me?
Yeah. Do you want to end
any updates on your love life? Or?
Yeah, did you fuck anybody recently?
No. God, guys, I'm trying. I'm fucking trying. I went on Tinder. I did two swipes and deleted my account. It is so embarrassing. I can't.
Two swipes and deleted.
Why did you delete your
account? If I have one more, like, man doing a selfie, like, because it's like, what am I doing on here? Like, I create the account because I'm bored at night on the couch, and then I get on there and I start swiping, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, what am I doing with my life, dude? Like, for the love, can I just find someone in a normal way that isn't like... in their car with the seatbelt on, and it's like, have a friend take a fucking picture of you.
What the fuck is wrong with
that?
He's taking a selfie. He's supposed just to put a of himself up there. Why are you mad at him because he's wearing a seatbelt?
He's safety first.
Like, why are you? It's a car selfie. What are you doing, bro? Like, stop it. Stop it.
Go into the wilderness and find a deer to take your picture.
Yeah, go on to the beach. Pretend you were there all fucking day. I don't care, but not in your car with the seatbelt on. Like, stop it. This is why I'm alone.
This is why. I think we might have figured it out. She can't stand guys in cars. All right. V.
That's not right, V. I love you, and you're the best, but you're too judgy. I mean, look, just left his house. He probably just put himself together. He doesn't want to give you the bathroom selfie, so he does it in the car, and now he's a jerk for that.
Yep.
Yeah. No, trust me. All my friends say it. They're like, dude, you don't want commitment because you fucking will be like, my best friend's always like, oh, did he breathe wrong? I'm like, yeah, actually, his rhythm was way off. Like, I can't.
Well, there it is. I'm done feeling bad for you. Maybe we can get her hooked up at Bottle Rock or something. That'll be.
Oh, yeah. But I cannot wait to see you and hang out. That's going to be so fun.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
The end.